Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. And when you do your online shopping, go through shop.freetalklive.com. There, when you go to Amazon or Newegg, you'll get the same prices and service and everything you normally get. But in the process, by going, it really helps Free Talk Live. This is the single best thing, most important thing you can do to help Free Talk Live, because it's so easy. Anyone can do it. Just go there, bookmark it, and use it every time you go to Amazon or Newegg. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's get right into the calls. We got Bill calling in from Madison. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
I just want to talk about religious conflict.
Okay, dump that.
He had that sound to him.
He didn't to me, but, you know, whatever. I guess it's been a while.
Not many people say, what's up, guys?
Yeah, that didn't seem to be
Anyway,
yep, well,
it's fine if you do.
I don't know who's, I don't know who's handling the board tonight, but, you know, if you think that, if you suspect a pranker, then that's fine. You know, if they're going to be the boring prankers, I want good prankers. I mean, you know,
yeah, give us something.
But you know, I it doesn't do anything to call in and prank when.
Even I don't think even any of us here are shocked when people drop F bombs or whatever.
He said the MF word. I've never heard that in my life. I spent 9 years in prison. Nobody ever said MF-er to me before. Good Lord.
Yeah. I probably say that word on a daily basis, but, you know, we prefer to keep our radio at a certain level, right? And we have a dump box to make sure that happens.
You know, I always want, like, someone to call in pretending to be, like, one of the lizard people, you know, like a lizard Jew or something.
Somebody did.
Just to pretend, so I can imagine that I'm talking.
The average listener does not know what you're talking about.
Yes, that's right.
Well, okay, so there's this theory that lizard people, that there's this ancient
calling
lizard
it a
race.
Theory, like, legitimizes it too.
This wackaloon idea.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, there's people who, like, look back at ancient artifacts and how, like, almost every god or almost every creation story starts off with a lizard. And so a lot of people think that this lizard race created humanity and we're like a slave race for them, and they live off of us, and they live on the moon, and that the Jews, often, though not always is this true, but that the Jews are usually considered to be lizards, like the Rothschilds or whoever else.
But they can shapeshift.
But right, they can shapeshift, they wear red dresses.
Don't they claim that Nicole Kidman is one because she wore the red dress at the Oscars or something?
Yeah, there's more to it than that, but okay. But it's this huge, you know, like grand story that, you know, and like they look at there's this painting from the 1800s one of the Rothschild members was actually painted as a, like, person with lizard hands. And so they're like, no, everybody knew about this. This isn't a new theory. It's where everybody says that David Icke just came up with it. So, but anyway, you know, it would be great for me if a lizard Jew called in because I'd like to talk to some of my family.
Why in the world would David Rothschild be painted with lizard hands? Have you seen this picture?
Yeah. You can find it on Wikipedia.
Okay. I expect you to show it to me during the break. All right.
I will.
Maybe it was gangrene. Maybe it was a medical issue.
Yeah, as far as the reasons why, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not really sure why the artist would do that.
And Dry skin.
That's what gives it some of its mystery. You know, it's kind of like webbed hands, and maybe that's really the key, is it's like these webbed reptilian hands over the world, and maybe it's just the way of giving him webbed hands. It shows that he has his hands in all the pies. You know, I don't know if that's the...
That sounds like a comic artist suggesting.
Right. I mean, this is before photography was really that big a deal, but that's how they depict it.
Let's go to Mike calling in from Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I just maybe wanted to get your input, maybe get my 2 cents worth as well, on the recent bellicose statements from Kim Jong-un, you know, threatening all kinds of mayhem and violence against the United States and South Korea. It seems like in the past couple weeks or 3 weeks or so, the pace has really picked up. And I realize threatening the United States with total annihilation as kind of a cottage industry in North Korea.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's really picked up a pace. I was wondering, how serious is this, and what do you think about it?
I tend not to give North Korea any credence, and I think that that's probably what upsets them so much, is that people just don't take them very seriously. I'm not scared of North Korea in the least bit. I'm far more concerned about our politicians over here and what they might do to me than Kim Jong-un and what he might do to me.
Yeah.
Now, I feel terrible for the people that are living under the rule of the military junta that rules North Korea, but...
It's a living nightmare.
Yeah. I can't do anything about it.
Sure. Well, my take is, I don't know. I mean... things don't happen in a vacuum, and let's face it, North Korea is Red China's client state.
Yep.
So Kim Jong-un is the Red China's sock puppet. So any negative statements or pejorative statements that he makes towards the United States is basically Red China talking through him.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think China has been distancing themselves from North Korea over the last few years. I mean, they're certainly they got their hands full with Japan, and I mean, one could blame to some extent the United States foreign policy in cornering China so that they don't have the opportunity to have very many client states. Because if they could, have some influence over some other countries around the world, then maybe they wouldn't have to stick with this bat-ass crazy one on the Korean Peninsula.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree on that.
All right.
I just think that, publicly, yes, Red China is going to chastise North Korea, but internally and inside their little quorums, their communist meetings, I'm sure they're gloating over any kind of a grief that North Korea gives us. And I think, it's my opinion for whatever it's worth, I just think that he's getting his marching orders and talking points direct from the the Red Chinese government.
Yeah.
That's just me. So I think if North Korea does attack us or South Korea, I think it would be at the behest of Red China, and they'll just use plausible deniability.
I don't know if I don't think North Korea is going to attack anything. It would be, it's going to be bad news for them.
Why would China need to use North Korea as a proxy, essentially, to attack? Like, they're pretty big and powerful.
I think he's saying maybe as like a test bed,
To see how far they could push us.
Yeah.
Don't you think that using the term Red China is kind of this bombastic terminology that doesn't really forward the conversation towards peace? I mean, if you want to call China red, then let's just go ahead and call Washington red, too.
If you look at the 12 planks of the Communist Manifesto, this country has pretty much adopted them all.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm with you. Yeah. I think we counted them out one time.
You've talked about it several years ago
at like 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, a point, though, that I would make is that I do feel that China is actually becoming less communist than America is.
Yes. Well, it's basically...
They're on trajectories.
Well, sure, it's basically a communitarianism, where they're moving towards a capitalist, fascist, socialist kind of system. And I think that's the world order that countries generally are evolving towards.
I'd agree. Well, I sincerely hope that North Korea doesn't do anything. I think that we're supposed to be scared of them right now. They do have some kind of nuclear weapon, but how are they going to deliver that thing? It's not going to get to the United States.
But I think if that were to happen, Red China wouldn't think twice about giving them the technology or the wherewithal in order to do it.
Why would China want to see a nuclear weapon go off in the United States?
Well, I think I think China would like to take over this country eventually.
Well, I think the United States would like to take over China too.
Yeah, if you wipe them out, though, China can't collect on the debts that the U.S. owes them.
And they don't want to take complete control over, because then they become responsible for liabilities and things like that. What they really want are client states. Mike, I do appreciate the call. 855-453-FREE-TALK-LIVE. Your call next.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 14th, 2013. Gold opened today at $15.92.45. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.20.30, a half ounce for $8.10.03, and a quarter ounce for $4.05.02. That's $16.20.30, $8.10.03, and $4.05.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Like I said, 855-450-FREE. You know, it's been nothing but wall-to-wall calls
here on the
Sunday version of Free Talk Live.
I've enjoyed the calls.
Yeah, you can get yours in and just give us a ring at 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is an idea. An idea to get together 20,000 liberty-loving individuals in one state and see what those people will do. We believe in these ideas of human freedom, personal rights, responsibility, and what would happen if people that were cognizant of these ideas, that really that held them as personal truths, what would happen if they were collected together in one geographic area? Not just a geographic area, but a geographic area that had some kind of, you know, kind of political clout like a state does. So let's pick a small one with a low population state, and, you know, what would happen? Well, we're about to find out, because the Free State Project's been going on for quite some time. We're just about to hit 14,000 signers. There are more than 1,000 people in state for the Free State Project, and fantastic things are happening here in New Hampshire. If you want to come find out about the Free State Project before you sign up at freestateproject.org, check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be going on at the end of June.
Oh, I can't wait for Porkfest.
It is a great time.
That's spelled P-R-R-C-F-E-S-T, so porkfest.com.
Pork like a porcupine.
Pork like a porcupine. There will probably be pork served at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Mm-hmm.
By pork, I mean the flesh of pigs, not mm-hmm. porcupines. That's porkfest.com. So, you know, we actually do bring in show prep in case folks...
It's been rare that we've been getting to it recently,
yep.
Huh?
That's a good thing. That's what it's supposed to be like here on Free Talk Live, 855, 450 free. But there was an interesting article that we had that was about Carl Draga. And you've got that one, Brian?
But it goes along with an idea, right?
Yeah, it actually... And interesting, the porcupine is part of that idea. But we'll go into that. And the Carl Draga... I'll just go with the article. And it's Live Free or Die. It depends on how many more Carl Dragas are, and it's by Vince Aprinowitz. Go where the land meets the water, anywhere in New England, and you'll begin to understand how deeply the region of my birth lies in bondage to the cult of the omnipotent state. This is Vin saying that. Town and state governments throughout New England traditionally buy and dump tons of sea sand or whatever will pass for it along the shorelines of their municipal beaches and parks. It doesn't matter whether the shoreline of the lake, river, or ocean cove in question was originally a reeded marshland, naturally filtering away pollutants while offering pristine habitat to waterfowl and 100 other creatures, the kind of place in which I, for one, would rather spend my time communing with nature during that 9 months of the year when it's not time to turn so you don't burn. Or so you won't burn.
What's that mean? Nine months out of the year that it's time to turn so that you won't burn?
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what
that
means.
Maybe that means you're not in a tropical area and you don't burn as bad, but I think you still burn here.
Yeah.
Hanging out on the beautiful seacoast.
You can get sunburn here. I'm just thinking, I mean, you know, it's a few months out of the year that, you know, it's the winter wonderland here. Certainly fall's great. Summer, you know. Sure. Comparatively.
So, can we fast forward this article a little bit? Because I was actually a little bit zoning out during the first couple paragraphs. So what happened? There's this guy named Carl Draga.
Yep. Right. This was from 1981. He lived in New Hampshire. Yeah.
And something happened where he wanted to, like, alter the shoreline on his property right?
There was a rainstorm that washed away, like, 80 feet off of the riverbank of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted it back. He wanted his riverbank back.
Yep.
And so he started privately getting it, you know.
Rebuilding
whatever,
it.
Yeah, land put in and filled in and everything. And the bulk of what this article is making the point is that at least that initial, the purpose of that initial paragraph is saying how the state can make changes to the water no matter how much they want.
Yeah.
But you try and do that once, and you're going to run into problems.
Yeah, and this is like what kind of pushed him over the edge, apparently.
Yeah. He had all kinds of trouble with his town select people. Selectmen is what we call them up here, whether they're women or men. They're called selectmen.
They wanted him to ask permission to alter his own property, right? Or something?
I believe that was the idea.
Even though the state can do whenever they want.
Right, and what started to happen was they're claiming that there was various... this article goes into this to say, you know, they're claiming that there were various creatures that were in danger. The riverbank was already there. You know what I mean? I mean, it was
he's just replacing it.
He's just putting it back. It's not like he just somehow interrupted an ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, you know? It sounds by all measures that I've got that he was trying to do something that was completely within his rights. It wasn't going to be any problem or anything like
sure.
that. And it was basically bureaucracy that was preventing him. And he came to the end of his rope. He got really, really, right. really upset. And at some point or another, he shot some folks.
He got pulled over in his truck or something like that. And he had already, like, known these cops. He had a weapon in his truck. They tried to ticket him for having rust on his truck bed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he shot a couple cops, and then he drove to the town hall and shot a judge or something, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a select person, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't know for sure.
Maybe it was both.
Yeah, then it turns into he goes and he blows up his house. Then he, and they...
He went nuts.
Yeah, he lost it.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he goes off to, he runs off to Vermont. He's using a police cruiser at this point.
Oh, God.
And,
wow.
And, you know, the manhunt begins, you know, and this is in the 80s. And then, you know, they chase him. He holds himself up in the woods, starts shooting. Nobody else dies at this point, but the three police officers from the earlier incident are already dead. And, you know, but they end up taking him out. You know, and he's dead.
And one really has to ask oneself is, you know, what is the point in going crazy? If you believe in the ideas of liberty, and I'm not sure that Carl Draga did, he was just a person that, you know, got sick of dealing with government pressure, and this happens, is, you know, these canaries in the coal mine, as it were, people who, you know, are for whatever reason emotionally or mentally unstable at a time in their lives, they just can't handle it, and they go bananas. It's happened to more than one person, the Liberty Movement, and plenty of people outside of it.
We hear from people on Free Talk Live sometimes who seem to be really into the idea of violently opposing the state, right?
Sure.
Especially in the realm of, like, gun confiscation and things like that. We hear from some people who really talk about that and even advocate it. And
like gun confiscation is one of those that really gets people all whipped up, especially if there's a Democrat in the president's in the White House. it's a big deal. And I think that the gun sales were good when Clinton was in office, and they certainly there are gun companies that are gun retailers that are claiming that Barack Obama is the number one gun salesman in the world, and you know, things like that. And
yeah,
you know,
right.
I don't doubt it. I just don't think that these are solutions for the ideas of liberty. I just don't think that it doesn't do anything to forward the ideas, and it probably reverses them.
Yeah. Now, I'll link to this article on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live. But, I mean, admittedly, Vince Aprinowitz at the end of it does say, look, I'm not saying people need to take up arms and start shooting cops, okay? But what are you going to do when you get to the point Carl Draga got to? And that's the question that's being asked. And in that question, are your symbols for liberty violent symbols? Like maybe a porcupine?
You think a porcupine's a violent symbol?
Well, that's something to talk about. And, you know, or...
Let's talk about
that.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Is a porcupine a violent symbol? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCN. GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, anything for the outdoor enthusiast, whether it be you or somebody you love, you need to go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got rock bottom prices on name brand outdoor equipment, whether you need fish finding equipment for your boat or water purification stuff for camping or hiking or perhaps tents and, you know, all the things, apparel, all the things that folks will need for outdoor equipment, firearm accessories, optical equipment and knives, that kind of thing. They've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com, and they've got it at rock bottom prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So we're talking about this this article from where is this article from? It's NCC-1776, which I believe is the is that? Are
I think
some?
That's Vince Aprinowitz's blog.
But is that a takeoff of the
Star Trek?
Yeah,
Star Trek,
the Enterprise. NCC-1701.
1701. So this is 1776 instead. Yeah. So this is a blog for Vince Aprinowitz, and it's an interesting article on you know, Carl Draga and what happened with him, a gentleman who just went bananas and shot some government officials in New Hampshire back in 81.
Yeah.
And, you know, didn't really do much for the ideas of liberty, but I've seen plenty of gun polishing.
I'm sorry, I think it was 97 when he was finally. It started in 81.
Yeah, anyway. So he had the decades long
dispute
over
his property. Sure, so this took a while.
And, you know, I mean, people sort of, I know a lot of people idolize folks that kind of will give the final, their final breath for some kind of personal freedom.
Does anyone really idolize Carl Draga, though? Like, I haven't really heard anyone saying, oh, he was a hero because he did this. But
I
there's certainly
heard those throughout the year.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I've heard people call Free Talk Live and you know, applaud people who kill cops before.
Oh, yeah.
I feel really uncomfortable when I hear that.
It's not going to do anything. It's not going to solve any problems. I mean, I can understand why people are upset.
The state has, thousands of times more ammo, more guns, more soldiers than you have, you know, than you could ever have.
And what Brian suggested is that perhaps, some of the imagery, like the porcupine, is the image of the Free State Project, might be considered violent. And I'd like to put that up against the image of the Don't Tread on Me rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but are they one in the same in attitude?
Well, I think a rattlesnake strikes, right? Like it will actually, go to harm you. There's venom and, it's...
But isn't the sentiment that if you step on the rattlesnake, it'll attack you, just as the sentiment is if you step on
That's
the porcupine?
That's what I thought it was. Rattlesnakes
You'll get the quills.
They have the rattle so they can warn you to go away. And if you don't go away, if you actually attack it, then it'll bite you.
Yeah, I just... Somehow I don't find porcupines to be as dangerous as rattlesnakes. I mean, maybe it's just the imagery you grow up with.
Yeah, but it's the overall question with Carl Draga. Because I've heard a lot of people call in, I kind of surround myself with Liberty Media, and I've had people I've read where people is like, look, when they come to get your guns, what do you know, are you ready to do something about it? Because they can't take your guns. That's the last straw.
Brian and I were listening to Free Talk Live. It was maybe from sometime last week. We were listening to the archive, and we heard a gentleman call in who basically said, like, he was willing to do armed resistance against the state in the event that they came to take his guns away.
It's always that, though.
But he wasn't willing to move to New Hampshire because it was too cold.
Right. Like, the guy was saying, okay, we need to get together. And Ian,
as usual,
kindly said, well, we are getting together. And it's true. We are getting together right here. And the guy's like, well, and Ian said, why don't you come up here? And the guy said, well, it's cold. So you're ready to take up arms against somebody, but it's
and
cold.
Give your whole life for whatever it is you're doing. But
yeah, some people, okay, let me just disclaimer.
He's not the only one I've heard say that, though. That we're not meaning to pick on this
particular
guy.
No, I'm not picking on this guy.
Anything,
and look, there's some people who can't live in like a high elevation, high altitude climates for various heart reasons, or they can't live in cold environments or
600
something.
600 feet. Yeah. My house is at 600 feet.
Right, but my point being is that if you're ready to take on the government, your heart's got a lot more problems than the cold. Okay? I mean, that's the idea. But anyway, it is, I do wonder, like, what you're talking about, a very peaceful movement, the Liberty Movement, or at least it purports to be.
I think that it has peaceful elements.
Right. And I wonder, like, what kind of message is waving the Don't Tread on Me, the rattlesnake flag? I mean, the porcupine, that's a finer touch. But
I think it's a finer touch, and okay. I'm willing to give you that. I mean, when you're talking about rattlesnakes and porcupines, I've seen the point that you're making there. I think it's a finer touch is probably the best way to describe it.
Okay. But this idea of the rattlesnake that, look, you step on me, I'm going to attack you. Mm-hmm. When is that?
Wasn't it originally like the snake had segments and it was representing the 13 colonies or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
but it's endured as a symbol of liberty. I think that's what you're saying. And I do see a similarity between the porcupine and the rattlesnake. And the gentleman who wrote in and wanted us to bring this article up about Carl Draga,
right,
he suggested something like a tortoise might be more appropriate because they're not going to, like, attack anybody, but they can curl up in their shell until the danger has passed, and then they can come back out when it's safe. And I've always said, I like that. I like the turtle or the tortoise. Brian came up with that, actually.
Yeah, I've recommended the turtle. I mean, it's fine. I'm a participant of the Free State Project. I have no problem admitting that. The porcupine is what it is. But what I love, would I love to have the turtle, though? Yeah, because the turtle says, under no uncertain terms, I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Have you ever gotten out of that?
All right, tortoise.
Not a snapping turtle. Yeah.
I don't know about a tortoise. Let me think about it for a second. I mean, because turtles are like the most dangerous reptile out there as far as harming people. But
isn't that because they infect people with salmonella when they have...
No, because they bite all the time.
Okay. I've never had a turtle.
But these are the water-bound turtles.
Okay.
That'll bite anything just that comes nearby. I'd need to do a little study to remember exactly what.
Yeah,
hog-nosed turtle, I think, is the bitingest turtle.
Sea turtles, as far as I know, don't go attacking anything.
No, I'm talking about freshwater.
Okay. Water. Oh, yeah, the ones that hang out on the log, sure.
Those things will bite you quick.
Okay.
But I can see kind of, what we're talking about, sort of tortoises, these creatures. creatures that live like the 150-year tortoises, those big old things.
They're aware that to reach their goal, they're not going to break a sweat to reach their goal, but they know they're going to get there. I mean, there's a whole nice attitude that sits around the tortoise that I like a lot better than a rattlesnake, that's for sure, because the rattlesnake just is this whole point, don't tread on me. As to where the tortoise says, tread on me, I don't care, I'll go in the shell. You know what I mean? Whatever. You can't
hurt
me.
Can withstand
come at
a lot
me, bro.
Of pressure.
Well,
I like a flying thing, like a dove. I mean, because a dove is peace, right? And that's I really like the dove. But even if it was like a bat or something else that flies, I do like bats. But, you know, something that can fly away and get away from danger if it comes and it's not going to... You know,
I don't know how easy it is to get away from the state. I mean, oftentimes that's what we deal with. And I don't know. I think that it's interesting to talk about these animals, the you know, which ones might be the best or worst. But
like flying and freedom, they go together.
Yeah. Could be. I think the dove's kind of taken by the peace movement, though.
What's the peace movement doing right now, though?
They're really not using it, are they?
No. We're going to homestead that.
You win. 855 450 free. Do you have an animal that might better represent the liberty movement? I don't know. I mean, I always pick the sea otter for everything, just because I like them.
The sea otter?
just like them.
How about the honey badger? No.
You don't care.
You don't care.
Right.
That's for sure. I think that when it comes down to solving one's problems, I understand more than anybody the frustrations that people have with the state, but there's no solution in violence.
No.
And so I guess that what my thoughts there is if you're faced with a tyrannical government, and in the final solution, what you can do is you can show people what the government does to folks. I mean, it's not where I'd want to be. It's not where I want to be, but if that's all you've got, that's all you've got.
Yeah.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts? 855 450 free. Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
discount includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$450 free. That's the toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition. We just got finished kind of discussing the differences in liberty movement between people that, say, want to use violence to solve problems and, you know, with the state, and folks that think that there are better solutions. If you've got any ideas, you're welcome to give us a call at 855-450-FREE. But I do a little piece called my Bitcoin question of the day. I don't do it every day, but which, of course, maybe it should just be the Bitcoin question then.
The annual Bitcoin question.
Hopefully it happens more often than that. Yeah. But I don't do it on Saturday nights specifically.
And now, if somebody sends you Bitcoins, do they get their question upped in the queue?
You better believe it. Send Free Talk Live Bitcoins at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Not only do we have a Bitcoin tip jar there, where if you know something about Bitcoins, you know how to send them to us, but we've got all kinds of answers to questions about Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are this new online currency that is getting a lot of press, and I don't think people really understand them yet. And as we learn here on Free Talk Live, we kind of tend to move forward before other people learn, and I just want to make sure that I'm covering the bases, and that's the reason for the Bitcoin question of the day. And so this one is, what's the difference between paper dollars and Bitcoin, besides that one is issued by a government? And, Brian, do you want to jump in?
Well, I could say, beyond the issuing of the government, that's kind of the big difference, like, with the dollar from anything, from a paper dollar with anything, in that it's legal tender, and thus it always has value, as long as that legal body exists.
But it doesn't always have the same value.
No, it doesn't always have the same value, but it can never be zero. Again, unless the government fell apart.
It can go real close to that.
It can get to 0.00001, but it cannot go to, again, it's...
We can see Weimar Germany, we can see Zimbabwe, right. Of course these agencies want to, their taxes are paid in this currency, and that's why it has value.
Right. And as for the Bitcoin, that doesn't have, it's not legal tender, and which that may be... what is the difference there? That may be one of the big differences, is the attitude that this has nothing to do with governments. This has to do with people subjectively valuing what they're giving to each other, and they're using the Bitcoin as a medium of exchange.
It doesn't need to be backed by force. It
doesn't need to be backed by force. It's not backed by the gun. And that's pretty incredible and maybe unique.
Yeah, so paper money's got a history on the planet. Paper money used to be receipts for deposits of gold. Mm-hmm. Or silver. And so basically you could you know, you would have a receipt for, say, an ounce of gold at a goldsmith and or a bank or whatever, and basically the same thing. And you would trade that ounce of gold for whatever you traded an ounce of gold for, say a fine suit, and the person would give you the fine suit, and you would give them the piece of paper saying that you know there was an ounce of gold at the end [S2] Right. [S1] Of this piece of paper if you go take it to the such and such a place. And these were, you know, they're worth something, and it's easier and sort of safer to carry around than gold, so people would use the pieces of paper rather than the gold.
Right.
And that's when paper was backed by something. Then fractional reserve banking comes along, where the bank is allowed by law to have, you know, 1 ounce of gold for every 10 pieces of paper that say they have an ounce of gold. Mm-hmm. So, you know, lying was instituted by the government in this particular instance, because lying and governments go way back. they're shaking hands all throughout history. And so that's what paper money was at one point. And when paper money is backed by nothing, so it's either backed by the force of a government who says that you must pay your taxes in the form of this money,
right,
or it's backed by, you know, we'll give you some gold for this.
Right.
It's backed by one of two things. But paper in and of itself isn't valuable, in particularly. I mean, it's not worth
a
dollar.
No, but it's important to point out another difference, too, is that, I mean, now Bitcoin has a built-in scarcity, just like gold and silver yep. and all these other things have, which is part of their value. And but paper money doesn't have a built-in scarcity. They'll just run those, like you mentioned, Weimar. They'll just print those babies forever.
Right. There's two types of currency in the world. Right. There's the fiat currency. A fiat right. currency is a currency created by a government fiat. A fiat means a handed down by a ruler.
Okay.
So they say, this is money. And they have said that things like silver and gold, they've let them be money in the past, and they've clipped those money for taxes and then said, mm-hmm. you must weigh this as an ounce, even though I've taken a piece of it, or whatever it is. There's fiat money, and then there's a commodity-based currency. Currency that's based on something that can hold value, that's a store of value, is easily transferable, doesn't deteriorate, is a scarce resource, has intrinsic value. For instance, gold or silver can be used as jewelry or for right. industrial purposes and things like that.
Right.
Bitcoin has the intrinsic value that allows you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. It is a not just
now
a
that's
currency.
Interesting. That's very interesting, because I wondered about that when you said it had intrinsic value, and that's I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it is it's able to fly through the interwebs without having you can transfer it through the mm-hmm. computer easily. You can't shove silver dimes into the vent side of your computer and have them come out right. halfway around the world. Bitcoins, on the other hand, you can.
And it transcends borders, too. That's another huge thing, I think.
Yeah. And the other thing I like about it, too, compared to the paper monies around the world and even the coinage, is that it doesn't have any gods on it. And it doesn't have any cheaters and liars, the faces of cheaters and liars.
Oftentimes, the currencies will be covered with those things.
Right.
That's true.
So getting back to the fiat thing, I mean, that just, there's another important thing to point out, which is that the U.S. currency and all government currencies are made by central banks, right? And so inherent to that is the word central, right, mm-hmm. which is a centralization of power in the hands of a few people, whereas Bitcoin is decentralized. There is nobody who's in charge of Bitcoin. There's no central server. There's right. no website. That's not it.
There's a lot of comparisons between Bitcoin and precious metals as far as currencies go.
Well, it's designed to mimic them.
It is. It's designed to mimic
them. I was going to say, because gold and silver are not backed by, they're not legal tender either.
Right. No government. They've been legal tender in the sense that governments have accepted them as money in the past, but they aren't currently that way. They hold value. They allow you to exchange relatively easily the value in that, there's the silver. If you hold a silver dime in your hand and I give it to Brian, he's got the value of that silver dime right there. But they don't transfer over the internet easily.
Right.
Essentially, what Bitcoin is the commodity currency of the internet. And I'm not claiming for a second that I think that Bitcoins are going to, get rid of gold and silver, because these things are valuable. They've got intrinsic value, as does Bitcoin. I think that in the Liberty Movement, people don't really understand Bitcoins and are, they're holding on to what has been so for a very long time.
Sure.
I'm a silver and gold fan. I've got plenty of silver and gold, and I'm not going to get rid of them anytime soon. But I also see a big upside for Bitcoins.
Well, it's good to have competitive currencies.
It's good to diversify
yeah.
your portfolio. And what's there to diversify right now? I mean, supposedly the stock market's hitting all-time highs, but My IRAs aren't going anywhere. They're laying there. They're disgusting. And it's just not, nothing's happening. I don't know who's making this money, but it's not me. And nowhere am I near getting back the money that's been lost over the last, recession, the Great Recession. I don't feel like there's any place to put money currently besides silver and bitcoins. I mean,
yeah.
I got a Bitcoin IRA.
Yeah. I will say, though, I got to say that one of the things I really do love about Bitcoin as compared to paper money is the fact that it is not backed by legal bodies. I think that it's its strongest suit, and I oppose anyone wanting it to be.
Nor is gold and silver backed by a legal body.
Correct. Yeah. Right. And I really do. I oppose the notions when people want these things to get recognized, you know, by legal bodies.
It doesn't need it. I mean, clearly, as people who value human freedom and voluntary interactions between individuals, we would think that any currency that doesn't need to be backed by force to get people to accept it, like people accept it voluntarily because they recognize there's some value to it, is superior over one that has to be, you know, backed by the force of government in order to get people to accept it.
Yeah, currently Bitcoin's getting accepted by more and more websites across the country and people, you know, those restaurants and that sort of thing that you could buy food with. I think that I used to like the idea of doing gold, doing business in silver, and I didn't find a lot of ease in doing that either. I think that people had to be educated on using silver, mm-hmm. as they have to be educated on using Bitcoin. But for some reason, Bitcoin's getting a lot of press. Silver, not an impressive thing. It's not an intriguing reporters across the world.
Right.
Whereas Bitcoin is, because it's new, it is intriguing them. And so it's getting, you know, Forbes is writing about it. Major news outlets like Fox, they're doing stuff. And I think that, like I said, I think it has a lot of upside. Potential in the short term.
Sure. I mean, and you have to also take into account that, you know, we are dealing with the internet, and that's where commerce is happening, and no form of currency besides the Bitcoin has ever been made to work within internet circles and internet commerce. This is the first time.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about Bitcoins if you've got any questions. We're happy to answer those or anything else that might be on your mind. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working in 1 hour among OTC-branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.